Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Typically, when we think of the term port, it's associated with a body of water. But a port that's been providing international service from Arizona to California and Mexico is the Port of Tucson, and it's becoming a significant economic engine for the area and the state. Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, a lot of people in the Valley may be asking themselves the question, what is the Port of Tucson? So what is it, and what should we know about it?
Well, that's what I said when one of our editorial writers came up with a topic. It was Linda Valdez, who lives and works in Tucson, told us she was going to be writing this column about the Port of Tucson. And I went, what? The truth is that we have this port in Tucson that we take in freight, we send out freight that is going on ocean liners headed for China, okay? Mm-hmm. But also all other parts of not only the United States, but also to Mexico as well. So it's this large area that is located in strategically near the Union Pacific Railroad, okay, near the Tucson International Airport, near I-10, which gets you up to Phoenix, gets you up to Las Vegas eventually, up to Nevada. And having that kind of a network allows you to distribute all kinds of goods and allows the overcrowded ports in Los Angeles and in Long Beach to be able to stage freight there and keep it there for a while.
Phil, I'm going to sound like someone who has spent most of my life in the desert, which I have. A port in Tucson, even just the terminology sounds like, because we think of ports obviously being near waterways. So is this potentially working the same kind of way in that it is a place where there's a lot of room, there are great crossing points to lead to somewhere else? I mean, is this a potential for Tucson to be an area that allows us to be like a hub to California kind of thing?
Yeah, and it already is. So that the ports in Southern California are already taking advantage of it and using it as a place where you can manage freight, where you have so much coming in, so much going out, that you need places where you can manage all of that and even, you know, store it for a while until you finally have the capacity to ship it out. And a lot of this is by rail because they're right next to the Union Pacific. And if you put something on a train, I mean, a train load of freight is equivalent to like 2,400 trucks. So it's a great savings in many ways on costs, but also pollution and things like that as well.
We've heard a lot about Amazon. Amazon has a fulfillment center there. Was that in relation in any way to when Tucson tried to be Amazon HQ2? Did that come about because of that?
I'm not sure if it was or not, but the point that Linda was making is that this port is already paying dividends because Amazon told us that it was a factor in making its decision to put this fulfillment center, which is going to have like 1,500 jobs in Tucson. So it already pays dividends. And her point was that it's an economic development asset that we have and that few of us are even aware of. And it's something we ought to be touting and making a big deal about.
Well, and Governor Ducey knows about it. He's visited there. So you wonder he's been really out front talking about how important the economic relationship between Arizona and Mexico, obviously Tucson, very close to the southern border. Is this something that he should be touting more, or should we expect him to tout it more at some point?
I think he's doing a great job of trying to change the way we perceive Mexico, to begin to see it more as an asset and not as a threat, as so many Arizonans do. And we're really fortunate in many ways to have access to those markets south of the border. And it helps manufacturing here, other businesses as well. So Ducey has been pushing in that area, building relationships in Mexico. And of course, he understands what this is and what it means for the state.
One question related to Union Pacific. There have been some who have said, you know, why is it that Phoenix, with the old train station, why haven't we done more in terms of rail travel and whatnot, or in terms when it comes to commerce? And when you mention how big a deal it can make to have things loaded on trains as opposed to trucks, any reason to think that if this leads to something great economically, that there might be a revival in some sense of what we, not train travel, but in terms of using trains for commerce?
You know, it provoked the same question for me as well. And just are we going to need more trains in the future? That's the question I was asking. Maybe that's the next column we get Linda writing, because I want to know the answer to that, too, and I don't. It's an interesting question, though. Phoenix already has become an important center for warehousing and for the staging of freight and things like that. You have a number of those Amazon centers are already here in Metro Phoenix. So the part of this work is being done here as well.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.